CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Mexico is building 4 wind farms. That sounds like a good idea, and the wind farms are to be augmented by investment by the United States government. However, Mary Anastasia O'Grady, she's the America's columnist and editor for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, introduces me into the post-UMCA world and the contest between the United States' intentions for a greener future, for sustainability, and Mexico's nationalized company called Pemex and its unhappy result, which is sulfur-rich polluting oil. Mary, all of these details move in different directions, so I started with the wind farms because that's good news. However, it connects to news that is not so good. How so? Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. You know, Mexico for many, many years was an oil powerhouse and got a lot of its revenue from the oil that was brought up and sold around the world by the state-owned company that you rightly called Pemex. But in recent years, starting, I guess, in 2013, they reformed their constitution, beginning in 2014, beginning to allow private investment in energy. And that process has not only allowed private investment in oil and natural gas, but also in renewables. So there has been there have been renewable companies, American companies, that have gone to Mexico and have started, you know, basically generating power from the sun and from the wind. The current government, which is Andres Manuel López Obrador, they do not want private capital and competition. They want the state to be running the energy sector. And so now, in order to get cover for their economic nationalism, they are beginning to build solar and wind farms. But the problem is that they're violating the trade agreement they have with the United States by saying that they are not going to respect the rights of the renewable producers, and instead they're going to basically build their own and give them priority on the electric grid. So that's what's happening with the new wind farms that Mexico is building.
In other words, they've found a workaround for the USMCA's recommendations, and that workaround involves buying electricity, buying power for CFE. What is CFE, Mary?
The CFE is the Federal Electricity Commission. It is the also a state-owned electricity company that now faces competition. And I would just correct you on one thing. They didn't really find a workaround. They want to take back control of the energy sector, which, of course, is not a workaround. It's a violation of the USMCA. And but I think what AMLO López Obrador, the president, is doing is that he thinks that if he says, well, I'm doing renewables, then the U.S. is going, you know, the Biden administration is going to say, oh, you're doing renewables. Well, in that case, go ahead and do what you want. And, of course, it remains a violation of the USMCA agreement to discriminate against private producers, whether they're in oil, gas, or solar or wind.
Manuel Bartlett, who is he, Mary, and how does he connect to this story?
Well, he's a very long, I mean, well-known, notorious dinosaur, as we call them, from the 20th century when there was a one-party state in Mexico. And now he's the director of the Electricity Commission. So that's the CFE that you mentioned before. So he's working closely with the president, AMLO, to advance this idea of, you know, the CFE owning the means of power generation in the renewable sector. So saying, okay, we're not going to respect the rights of renewable investors who came here and started building solar and wind. We're going to put them to the side and we're going to make our own. And he's a big part of that that effort.
A third major player enters the story. John Kerry, who is the Biden administration a representative for sustainable future, for green power. You begin with your remarks about John Kerry praising AMLO. I'm presuming Mr. Kerry knows about this intention of the President López Obrador and Mr. Bartlett to maintain their control on not only energy generating, Pemex, but also CFE, electricity generating, and that all of this is outside of the idea of USMCA. Is that correct, Mr. Kerry's well informed?
Well, I don't dare try to get inside of John Kerry's head. John Kerry is Biden's climate envoy. So his job is to go around the world spreading fear, as I said in my column, about global warming, and then to try to, you know, arm wrestle governments into going to renewables. But he has a problem because when he goes to Mexico, there are renewable investors there. He should be defending them, but he doesn't want to offend, apparently, Lopez Obrador. So he starts praising Lopez Obrador. And basically, Lopez Obrador has said that the U.S. is going to finance four of the wind projects that he has in mind, and which is basically saying that John Kerry and the Biden administration are going to fund an effort to knock out U.S. renewable investors in Mexico. I mean, it's contrary to the role of a U.S. diplomat in a foreign country, which should be to represent the interests of the American investors.
What is the vision of an economy that AMLO has that he doesn't want outside investors? After all, we have the example of China, a bad actor, but turning on a charm offensive to get investors back into China. Why doesn't AMLO want them?
Well, I think he doesn't mind investors as long as he's can control them. And so, for example, in the case of the electricity generation, if he has control over all the electricity generation, then when investors come in, he can punish the ones that are who somehow have a political point of view different than his. And that, by the way, this isn't just about foreign investors. This is also about Mexican investors. So if a Mexican investor has a factory and he's making something, but he also happens to have political points of view, AMLO would be able to affect him by affecting his control, his access to energy. So he wants control over energy, the energy sector, because it will give him much greater control over the wider economy, which is important to him in terms of his political agenda.
One more detail I get from your column is that Pemex's oil is not desirable because it's so heavy in sulfurs. It's dirtier oil than the light sweet crude. And Mr. AMLO's protecting that by selling it to CFE. Do I understand correctly? He maintains all of this control to protect his nationalized oil company.
Well, that's definitely a huge part of the puzzle. I mean, Pemex sells its high sulfur content fuel oil to the CFE. And to the extent that renewables come in and start producing energy and on the grid, you know, can provide CFE with clean renewable energy, that would because it's also very low cost, right, the sun and the wind, that would displace the fuel oil. And he can't get rid of the fuel oil because it's tough to export it. So this is a part of his economic agenda, is to dump the fuel oil at the CFE, and the wind and solar investors complicate that for him. That's another reason why he wants to be able to control that equation.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady is the America's editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.